I believe was given to me, and rather than myself tonight answering questions, we are the ones who will answer the questions while I do the asking for a change. So can we have all the microphones spread out, as many as possible? Just spread out the microphones. So literally there can be a microphone to almost go around everybody tonight. Amazing grace. Those coming on the way will join us somewhere, somehow. So we are the people who will answer those questions tonight. Please, where's that notebook? Where's that usher's register? Usher's register. Thank God for record keeping. Now, before I read, I'd just like to have it. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. during the retreat last year, this was the scripture we got on the fourth day. And I want us to see the significance of that scripture that we meditated on the first day, on the fourth day. Please, can we move this way? This way. Yeah. Let's, you can just, Oh, okay. Husband and wife must not be separated. Just follow me with the camera. Okay. All right. So, let's read together Genesis chapter 1. Let's read verse 9 to 10. Genesis chapter 1, verse 9 to 10. Thank God for the weather today. Okay. Are we there? We will read together verse 9 to 10, Genesis chapter 1. 1, 2, go. Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Verse 10, and God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. This boy is running fast. All right, let's read it two more times. Verse 9. Then God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Verse 10. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. All right, one more time. Verse 9, Genesis chapter 1. Then God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place. Let the dry land appear. And it was so. And verse 10, and God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Now, looking at this scripture, and before we even got to this scripture, when you look at Genesis, now one of the things that I have to confess to us that God was telling me personally ahead of time about this 2019 was that we were going to go through a Genesis season as a church. a Genesis season. Now, when you look at that word Genesis, Genesis is just simply the book of the beginnings. God was saying that just expect to go through a new beginning. When you look at Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, we see the word in the beginning. And when you look at verse 2, you saw what it was like in that beginning. What was it like in that beginning? The earth was without form. The earth was void. Do you know what void means? It means empty. And then it says that darkness was upon the face of the deep. So it was dark. So try and picture this tonight. It is dark. It is empty. And what else? It has no form. What can be as... Who can just give me a word that describes something that is dark? Something that is empty? And something that has no shape? Can you look for a word? Like I said tonight, I'm asking the questions. Okay? What is the... Can you look for a word to describe what that means? Sorry? Hell. Okay, somebody said hell. Yes? Is empty.
Chaos.
Is dark. And it is without form.
Chaos.
Chaos. Okay? Yes? Any more? Empty, dark, and formless, shapeless. One word. You are the king of the metaphor. Well, I'm the grand king of the metaphor. You are still thinking. Yes, sir. Can you use your business analyst brain to help us analyze when a business is empty, when a business is dark, and the business has no form? Business analyst, sir. Please use your business analyst brain. You are employed into a business that is dark, that is empty, and has no shape. What will you call that? Please give him the microphone. Give him the microphone. From a business analyst point of view, I will tell you from an engineer, a building engineer point of view, I will describe that. Yes?
Well, that it's empty then.
Yeah. Of course, it's empty. Think about it this way: you are called into the business as a business analyst, and then you found the business had no shape, the business was empty, and it was dark.
Yeah, unproductive.
Thank you. You're not talking. Yeah. Unproductive. So that's a business analyst talking. All right, anybody else wants to use their tax from a tax collector's point of view or bill collector? Please, give her the microphone. I want us nothing. So that's the word you will use, nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, that describes it. Yeah, anybody else? Yeah?
I will say depressing.
Depressing, okay. Yes. From a doctoral point of view, we'll get to the dental point of view now. Somebody's teeth. Yeah. Come on, let's have fun tonight. Dead. Dead. That's a medical doctor talking. Banking. No, don't look away from me. You know I'm coming to you. Yes, from a banker's point of view. Empty. The account is empty. The account is dark. And the account has no form.
Dormant.
Okay. Can you see things are coming? Now, let me tell you from a building engineer's point of view. I will talk last. Yes. Yes, dental point of view. How will you describe the teeth? Cavity. Yes.
I think what comes to my mind.
Good.
If I had, with my dental knowledge, it
empty,
would probably be
dark, formless.
From a prognostic point of view,
prognostic.
It's hopeless.
Now you're hearing words now.
It's yeah. Hopeless.
Hopeless. Thank you. Anybody else? Yes. Mental health point of view. She has said what you want to say. No. She has helped you to say something now.
No.
What did she say? Okay, what did she say?
Depression.
It's depressing. You said. No, say it into the microphone. She's helped you from a mental health point of view.
Crazy.
That's crazy. Sir, from Hollywood point of view. Yeah? I'm productive. Okay? What's your field again? I'm trying to remember your field. It has something to do with the environment. Okay, please speak into the mic. The environment is dark. The environment is empty. The environment is formless.
Contaminated.
Okay. I'm coming back to you now. Okay, you've spoken now. All right. Who else has not spoken? IT, what's your field? I know it's got to do with electronics, electrical, IT, all combined. What's the word you will use? Still thinking. Please, let's come to Auntie Nosifo. How would you describe it? What's on your mind? Just say what's on your mind. Okay, yeah, she's whispering to Mom.
Mysterious.
Ah, this man, you think we can't, you're not going to escape. No. Pick that microphone and give it volume. Give it volume by itself. Any word come into your mind? Clueless. Yes, sir. We're back to you.
I'll say dangerous.
Dangerous. Okay, thank you for all the contributions. Any
one more?
Child, one more.
No return.
Hey.
You didn't submit
we came to your tax office. You did not tell us anything. Now you are talking. Oh, let's not leave the lady behind the camera. From an accountant's point of view. Just shout it out. They say bankrupt. The banker should have said that. Yeah? Neil. The account is Neil. Okay. Let me tell you from a building engineer's point of view. Now listen. That is a building site. A building site. If you go to a building site has no shape. A building site is usually dark. So you look at the site. Say, this is, what's going on here? What exactly is going on here? All the words we have used can describe it. But from an engineer's point of view, that is a building site. Now, a building engineer who goes to a site and has insight and foresight does not see darkness, emptiness, or formlessness. He sees a construction about to happen. And all the words we've used, did you notice that they are all negative? All negative. So now, let's go back to God. What do you think God saw? What do you think God saw? Yes, it was empty. Yes, it was dark. Yes, there was no shape. What do you think God saw?
Raw materials.
Okay. Opportunities, a blank canvas that he can work on, okay? Now, you see, we are going to positivity now, because now we are reprogramming our minds. Yeah? What do you think God saw? God saw a project. Okay? What do you think God saw? Somebody get spiritual. No, I'm just saying. What do you think God saw? It's question and answer tonight. God saw creation and ideas. Yeah? What do you think God saw? Okay, let me give us a clue. Yes, sir?
He saw the end from the beginning.
Oof! God, who sees the end. From where? So when he was looking at the chaos, when he was looking at the new, when he was looking at the bankruptcy, when he was looking at, what are all those words? Depressing sight. When he was looking at no returns, God was seeing, not as man saw. God was seeing the end from the beginning. So when God comes and says, you're going to have a Genesis season, you might be focusing on the beginning, the chaos, the emptiness, the lack. But that's not what God sees. And the beauty about God's Genesis is that when God was in Genesis, do you know what God was seeing? He was seeing revelation. This man is in my heart tonight. He was seeing revelation. God was seeing the end from the beginning. So God was not panicking. God was not moved. Please lift up your hands tonight. Lord, please show me the end from the beginning, from my current circumstances right now, from where I am right now. Lord, open my eyes and let me see the end. Please pray. This is a deep prayer. This is a deep, deep prayer. Lord, show me the end. Some of us might have fallen. You might have fallen short of glory. You might have even sinned, done something you shouldn't do. But God, show me the end. Show me the mercy. Show me the forgiveness. Show me the building. Show me. For you are building your church. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Show me, Lord. Open my eyes that I might see. In the name of Jesus. Now, to move away from this Genesis, there's just something that I wrote on the 23rd of December that came to me to just read out to us tonight. God said, when you look at Genesis chapter 1, when you look at verse 3, after God looked at everything that was void, empty, shapeless, verse 3 says, God said, let there be light. Verse 5, God called the light. You know, when you call something, you're also speaking. Verse 6, God said. Verse 8, God called. God bless you, sir. You're following me. Verse 9, God said. Verse 10, and God called. Verse 11, God said. And verse 14. And God said. Verse 15 still tells us, and God was still saying, let them be. Let's jump to verse 20. And God said, verse 21, and God called. Verse 22, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply, fill the waters in the sea, and let the fowl multiply. And verse 24, and God said, and verse 26, and God said, and God, verse 28, and God blessed. Verse 29, and God said, and verse 31, and God, let's read it together. God said, God called, God said, God called, God said, God called, God said, God called, and then verse 20, 31, and God saw that everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. On the seventh day, you know what happened? What happened? God rested. But before God rested, God said, God called. God said, and God called. Now, this is where we're going. God is always saying what is to happen. What are you saying? What God saw in verse 31 was what God said from verse 1. What God called. So the summary of everything in verse 31, can I tell us the way God operates, was actually what God saw even in the midst of all the chaos. God had already seen that verse 31. But God was simply calling everything in verse 31 to be through saying, calling, blessing. So what are you saying? Look around. It may be happening just as you said. Where you are now, are you focused on what you are seeing or what you want to see? When I say seeing, presently. When I say what you want to see, the future, the end. There's a scripture I just love. It says, surely there shall be an end, and thine expectation shall not be caught short. What is the end that you want to see? God saw April 2019. And God said, I'm telling you, thank God for that rain and that weather. I don't know what to say that, is it the rain that has kept some people away now? But it is not unexpected. Those of us who are here tonight, what do you want to see? Then ask yourself, what are you? What are you saying? Are you talking about how chaotic it is, how dark it is, how empty it is? Is that what you are saying? Guess what? That is what you will and keep seeing. It's a spiritual principle. It is a spiritual principle. I was in a training all day yesterday, and some of the things I wrote down tonight, it was an academic training, but God was speaking to me. I'll share a bit more if Jesus tarries and God spares our lives. I'll share a bit more with us this Sunday. Pleasant boundaries is the theme, the word that God gave us. Do you know what a boundary is? It means, man, there's demarcation here now. There's a separation. There's, you know, limits. Let's define. It was formless before. It was chaotic before. But now, excuse me, let's give it some form. Let's give it some light. And let's give it some shape. I read on. Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place. Let the dry land appear. And it was so. God creates and then God names. It's bankrupt. Are you getting me? Please notice. God's in Genesis 1:1. God, it was empty, it was dark, it was void. But all through, God was not saying, oh, see how dark it is. See how bad it is. See how empty it is. That was not what God was saying. Yes. It's not about living in denial. What you want to see. What you want to see in spite of what you are seeing. So what did God now do? Let the waters gather into one place and let the dry land appear. Have you ever spoken to your account, for example? Even though you are an overdraft, I'm telling you now, become what? Go from negative to positive. That's what I want to see. Go from debit to credit. And that's what I want to see. That's what you will become. And let money begin to appear. I'm not talking of magic money, because let me tell us the truth. Of all the miracles that God did in the Bible, I never saw anywhere where money fell down from heaven. The time Jesus was broke. I love that, because I tell people, I've seen that Jesus has truly gone through everything that I will go through. He was broke. How do I know he was broke? They stopped him and his disciples. Tax collectors, people from Sarah's office came. Pay us the tax money. What did Jesus do? Don't forget that from the account we see about Jesus, he had an accountant, like they say. We call it accountant in modern day parlance. But somebody kept the bag of money. Who was he? Judas. We don't know what happened to the money then. Maybe the guy transferred, done some direct debits on the account. Right? Because at that point, he could have said, oh, come on, Judy boy, settle those guys. There was no money in their account. What did Jesus do? I'm talking about how he created that miracle. What did he do? Did he say money come down from heaven? Please give her the microphone. What did you just say? Please listen to this. What did you just say?
He went fishing.
They did something. That is what is known as wisdom, profitable to direct you on how to get out of that quagmire. Let's go fishing. Sent one of them. What did he tell them to do? Go to the river and go and catch a fish. And that fish you catch, open the mouth, you will find coin. Where did that coin come from? Maybe it fell out of Mario's pocket into the river. And the fish thought it was Are we understanding something? He did something that brought the money. So, if we are praying for miracle money, please, it's not godly. What you should pray for, Lord, show me where the money is. Okay, let's move on. So, when the dry land, he said, let the dry land appear. And what did he now do? Please note this, verse 10. And God called it. What did he call it? Earth. And where he told the waters to gather, what did he call it? Sea. I've learned to always, always, always call things by a name. I don't know, I just do it unconsciously. How many of us notice that I give people names that is not theirs? Baba Lester, Igwe, Super Mario. What else? Have I given you a name? I should give you a name. Joshua, your name is Joshua. Right? Please always operate like God. Okay. Anyway, so let's understand that God is always saying what is to happen. So what are you saying? Can you learn to start saying what you want to happen at the end? Can I say this? It doesn't matter how bad it is now. Please, what could be as worse as Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, verse 2? Please, somebody say, I have a new beginning. No matter how bad it is now, my end will be very, very good. What have we been saying to ourselves about 2019? It is a very, very good year. Please don't stop saying it. It is not a cliche. It is not something we are saying because we want to say something. We got that principle from Genesis. Has there been a message? Has there been some lessons you've learned this year from January to end of March? Because we've just entered April. Are there some messages you've learned, you've heard, you know, in this church, in all the fellowships we've been having? And you remember, and something you've learned. Can anybody just think of something that you've learned, you've held on to? Yes. Anything, maybe one and maybe two, that you've learned this year?
In February, we had the Lord has set a table before us. And I remember Josephine speaking about come to the table. And when she was speaking, I wasn't at the service, but I listened later. When she was speaking, she was talking about the fact that there's so much things on the table and that we have to come. And that even if the table is set and you do not come, that you can't receive or get anything from it. So I learned that I have to come, continue coming to receive from what God has already put on the table. And as an aside of what I learned also was the fact that the more I come, the more I start to see more and more what God has already provided on the table. Because even if I come at first and what I came for was, for example, healing, I now realize that there's something more. Mm. There's joy, there's peace, there's prosperity, there's wisdom. So the more I come, the more I start to see what God has put on the table, and the more I keep having to come. So that was what I learned from Josephine.
So what have you been doing about that?
I try to remember to anytime I feel like, oh, I don't have something, or I feel inadequate, or I feel a lack, I remember that there's a table that has been set that I have to keep coming to. And if I still feel that lack, then that means I haven't received completely what has been set before me.
Thank you very much. Yes? So you are doing some things differently from prior to what you learned?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Anybody else? What have you learned from January up till now? From maybe the word, the message. We've learned, you know, let me just go through this. We've learned about seven companions you need in life all through our Bible studies. we've learned about honing the carcass. We've learned about the Lord has set a table before me. Come to the Lord's table. Show up to the Lord's table. We've learned about table manners. Seizing the Kairos moment. I won't forget that one. That was the first Sunday we found ourselves here, that our brother Ezekwe shared with us. We've learned about conquering the giant within. And that giant is what? That giant is what? Fear. Confronting headlong what we fear. We've learned about, you know, giant slaying faith. And we've learned about Eutychus. Ayomide, do you remember Eutychus? What do you remember about Eutychus? Let's test the children. Can you remember the story of Eutychus? What do you remember about Eutychus? Eutychus sat on the wall. Can you remember? No, Daddy, why are you frowning at the... Please give the daughter microphone. Yes, Ayomide, do you remember? Okay, yeah, go on.
He was... Jesus.
You're still trying to recall, okay? While you're still trying to remember, let's let her talk. You remember Eutychus? Were you here when we were... Okay. Oh, I thought you knew. Yeah, who remembers Eutychus? Okay, please give it to her. Give up the mic. You remember now? Yeah, what do you remember Eutychus? He was sleeping. And what happened to him? Oh, come on. Be bold and say it into the microphone. Why are you shy today? He was sleeping and he fell down. Okay. All right. Give it to her. Yeah?
He was sleeping and fell down out of the window.
And what happened to him?
He died.
And what happened after he died?
Paul prayed for him.
That's right. And raised him back to life. Well done. Okay, anybody? Oh, your hand is back up now. Yeah, go on. Oh, did they switch off that microphone? Just tap it. Is it working? Tap like that. Yeah, go on. Yeah, what happened?
Jesus picked him for a person.
It was Paul that picked him up. Okay, never mind. Right, anybody else? What are you, or what have you learned? Okay, let me ask, what are you doing differently now based on the things you've learned maybe this year? What are you doing differently? What are you doing differently? Let's go to this side. Yeah, you should have a microphone there. What are you doing differently?
For me, this year, I'm just taking more action. I'm getting more organized, writing a to-do list.
You are doing things.
Writing a to-do list and yeah. Then following up that to-do list. And just engaging more.
That's right.
Networking more and asking
taking action. Doing something. Taking action. Doing something. You know, the Bible says that our faith alone cannot save us. It's faith with works. So you find out you are doing something. You are just doing something. You are doing something. You are doing. You are doing. You are doing. Just, what are you doing, sir? Don't do an Eutychus on me. What are you doing, sir? Please give him the microphone. What's different this year? Very important. Very important, people. Very, very important. You know, is there a message you remember and you are doing something about it? Or what has changed for you this year, for example? It's not an exam. Just, you know, the Bible talks about us examining ourselves. You know, can you say you're understanding the things of God better? Can you say, you know, like you said, you're just taking action better? I mean, for me, I just find that I'm just confronting my fears more. I am literally anything that wants to create fear, I confront it. I confront it. I don't run away. I confront it. I confront it. Yeah. Do you want to say anything? No, if you don't be forced. Do you want to say anything?
Yeah, it's just taking action myself and not to procrastinate, but to take action immediately.
Okay. So not
be courageous and not be fearful.
Okay, being courageous and not being fearful. All right, let's thank God tonight. Our time is up, so we have to set a boundary here. Okay, let's just let's thank God for. Or does anyone? Although I said no one was going to ask question tonight, I'm the one asking a question, but does anybody just have a nagging question or anything before we close? Anybody has a question or anything you just want to be clear about? Question? All right. Okay. Let's just let's talk to God. Based on the Genesis we have learned tonight, formless, empty, dark, what are you saying? What are you doing? Say, do. Say, act. And can you tell yourself, because more of what we have to learn to do right now is not just come for a fellowship, But leave a fellowship telling yourself what you are going to do after this fellowship. Tell yourself what you are going to do about the word you've heard. Taking action. Taking action. Taking action. So tell yourself, I'm going to do this when I leave this place. I'm going to confront that fear when I leave this place. I'm going to say this to this person. I'm going to set this demarcation. I'm going to separate all the waters on one side. I'm going to command the dry land to appear. I'm going to call the waters seas. I'm going to call the dry land earth. I am going to do something. Yeah. Somebody, just tell yourself, I am going to do what I said. I'm not just saying it. I am going to do it. Father, we just thank you tonight. Known unto you are all your works from the foundation of the earth. Known unto you are all of us that will gather here tonight. Father, thank you for calling us and choosing us and empowering us. Thank you, Lord, for those with us online. Thank you because your hand is not short. Thank you because your presence is everywhere. And thank you with the same power, with the same spirit that you are with us tonight. So are you with our brethren watching online. Thank you because the blessing is ours. We are blessed indeed. Everything we say we are going to do right now, let your blessing be upon it. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tomorrow,